few years ago, I was just outside my apartment building in New York City when I saw an elderly white woman trip and fall as she was crossing the street. I rushed over to help her and extended my hand. She reached up gratefully, but when she saw the turban on my head, she jerked her arm back. Her face scrunched up, then opened back up to release a voice from deep within. "Go back to where you came from." I didn't expect my offer to help would trigger such a reaction. When I was younger and heard similar comments, my body would tense up, unsure whether to lash out in anger or shrink back in fear. Though both responses are natural and justifiable in their own way, neither struck me as right in these situations. Coming face to face with hate regularly over the years helped prepare me for this moment. I'd come to understand that there are other ways to respond that go beyond fear and anger, a middle path to dealing with the painful moments we encounter that can help us receive hate without internalizing it. While she saw me as a foreigner who threatened her safety, I saw her as I've learned to see all people, a fellow human being trying to bring security, coherence, and joy into her life. Isn't this concern for and interest in one another what makes us human? Within seconds of the woman's exclamation, I knew what I wanted to do. I called over onlookers to help get her off the street and out of danger, standing by her until she was safe before going on my way. I chose to care for the stranger, even though she clearly didn't care for me. In a moment when it would have been easier to feel hurt and to walk away, I decided instead to double down on her humanity and my own. I'm still amused when people tell me to go back to where I came from. It's not that I don't know what they mean, and it's not that I don't know what racism is. I grew up in Texas with a turban, beard, and brown skin, so I've been dealing with racism my whole life. I was born and raised in San Antonio and am an American. My family and I watched American movies growing up. Many of the athletes in the posters that hung on my bedroom walls were American, including David Robinson, Mia Hamm, Muhammad Ali. I was even terrible at world geography as a kid, and what's more American than that? Yet, when people tell me to go back to where I came from, I know what they mean. You look foreign and dangerous, and we'd feel better if you left. When it's safe and appropriate, I respond with a tactic that I've come to love over the years: humor. Sometimes I have a little fun at their expense by putting on a thick southern drawl. "Well, bless your heart," I exclaim, drawing out each word as if it had at least two syllables. "My mama would love you. She keeps telling me to move home to Texas too." I watch them squirm with confusion, and before they can figure out what's going on, I reach up to my turban and give it an imaginary tug, as if tipping a 10-gallon cowboy hat. Other times, I might reply earnestly, as if unaware of their malice. "Thank you so much for your thoughtful advice. I really appreciate it." When people are being especially hateful, I prefer to ignore their nasty comments and continue on with my day, as if I didn't have a care in the world and they didn't exist. Nothing bothers them more than realizing their hate doesn't bother me. Some friends who don't deal with racism have asked how I can find humor in these moments. I'm never quite sure how to answer that question. From my viewpoint, it's hard to imagine enduring daily provocation without humor. What I do know, and what many people from marginalized groups also know, is that it's possible to remain calm in the face of hate. One can learn how by maintaining perspective, and with lots of practice. It has also helped to recognize that people telling me to go home says more about them than it does about me. I've come to understand that their words reveal cultural ignorance, that underneath their statement is a pair of twin assumptions, that the United States is not a place for people who look like me, and that there is a place in this world where I truly belong.